Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Right here
here, Monsters Radio Live. Don't forget, we are interactive. We have topics. I got music. You can make requests. But tonight, it's about the couples music, R&B. We play a lot of music all throughout the week, whether it be thugging and bugging or, you know what I mean, just some straight hip-hop. You know, we spread it out around the board. It's diversity. But tonight is dedicated to the R&B, the lovers music, whether it be breakup, whatever, makeup, whatever it takes. You dig? So let me see, is my background music playing? I don't think it is, but you know, I got a hot show for you guys tonight. So tonight, I'm talking about intimacy. What is intimacy? And I got some people here with me tonight. Let me go over here and see who I got right now. This is 678-478. Who we got on the line? Hello?
Hey, what's up? It's your Jazzy Bitty.
What's good, Jazzy?
Hey, hey. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling good, you dig? I'm about ready to get my monster white on, you dig? Start talking like, drop my voice a couple of octaves and get in the groove, you know, with this music. It is what it is. So you know, we're talking about intimacy tonight. That's what we're going to talk about. So I'll give y'all a little bit of time to think about it. You know, some people have never been intimate with somebody before. You dig? Somebody asked me, what is intimacy? Like, you ain't never been intimate with nobody. How old is you? For real. Wow, you need to relax a little bit. You know what I mean? Stop listening to so many rap songs. Stop all that trap music. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. Is there some other things you might want to talk about tonight, Jazzy?
Oh, no, that's a good one right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good one.
Yeah, it might
one.
Take a hot minute. right. That might take a hot minute. So I'll go ahead and jump into music, let the lines fill up a little bit. Look like there's some people over here. Don't forget, people, you do have to press 1 if you want to talk. You're more than welcome to join the conversation. I know some people are shy. You can also comment and talk with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Google Plus. Everything's going to be Monster US Radio or DJ E Monster, and I'll read your comments right here on the air. I probably should open up the chat room here in just a bit so you can conversate with us that way as well. But I got a song that you got to feel real intimate with somebody to make a song like this and actually sing it to them. You dig? So check it out, Jazzy. I don't know, have you ever heard of Trey Marquis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, check it out. This is his track right here. It's called Future Baby Mama. Yeah, y'all had to have a couple intimate moments. We're going to get into it. Y'all know what we're talking about. It's Adult Conversation, Monsters Radio Live, DJ E Monster, and Jazzy B, My Music Plug, Tennessee, and Elite Way Management. Get it. Yeah, it's about to go splash.
All the stars in the sky can't shine like you on their worst day. You make everything all good, 24/7 birthdays, yeah. Don't let the talk round town bring you down, they just extra. Don't converse with these lanes, they just trying to finesse you. Can't nobody else even handle you. I'm just trying to put my hands on you.
There she goes. Looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body. I'm sorry. Yo mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a grandkid. Digging as she goes. Looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body. I'm sorry. Yo mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a grandkid.
Living room wall, put your picture in a frame. You can tell the world I ain't ashamed, baby. You can have it all. Give you my last name. You can tell the world my baby the best, number one in the nation. Yeah, I heard they hating, but what they really saying? Your mama gon' know about our sexual relations. When I come up to a front door singing, there she goes.
Looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body. I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of a grandkid. Singing as she goes. Looking like my future.
I'll write your name, baby.
You can tell the world I'll write your name on the living room.
And I'll write your name, baby.
You can tell the world name on the living room.
And I'll write your name, baby.
You can tell the world I'll write your name.
Put your picture in a frame.
You can tell the.
There she go, looking like my future, baby mama.
Nobody
do your body like my
baby,
body.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
Ooh,
and there she go.
Looking like my future, baby mama.
Nobody do your body like my body. I'm sorry. Your mama know what it is. I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
Let's get it.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
Yeah, Wet Wednesday, couples music, rock with us, E-Monster, Cassie
B. I know just what you want, and I know just what you need, girl. So,
baby, bring your body to me.
Bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Ain't nothing wrong with a little pump and grind on a Wednesday night. You dig? It's hump day. What we supposed to be doing anyway. I'm just saying. So, all right, let me see. Let me get this background music so we can go ahead and start a little bit on our discussion. You know what I mean? We'll break it up as we spin in between the music. People definitely feel free to jump in at any time. All you got to do is press 1 or comment on our pages, and we'll definitely respond or read your comment on the air. So, all right, let's see. I'll try this one. No, that one's just not sexy, Jazz. I can't play that one as background. This one, all right, here we go. So, all right, Jazz, so we're talking about intimacy tonight. Somebody had asked me, I was like, what is it? What's intimacy? So, you know, I tried to explain to them. It was kind of hard, you know what I mean? And you know me, I'm old school. If I can't figure out the best way to say it, I'm going to go to the dictionary. You dig? So,
right.
Yeah, this is what it says in the dictionary when it says intimacy. It says close familiarity or friendship closeness. The intimacy between a husband and wife. You dig? That's one of the things it has there. It says, I guess these are different ways of saying it, but it says a private, cozy atmosphere. The room had a pleasant sense of intimacy about it. Okay. So, have you ever, like, felt or had an intimate moment with somebody?
Yes, I have. But the thing about that is you don't have that bond with everybody. It takes mm-hmm. a special kind of person. You can't be intimate with everybody. You feel me? Like, it's just a certain bond that you have with someone.
Right. So, I mean, how would you describe
like they
that
said,
feeling?
A close
Mm-hmm.
How would I describe that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
mm-hmm.
Shit, I ain't no words, really, just...
Right, yeah. See, that's what I was trying to like.
Ain't no words.
Right, yeah. It's just a feeling of like bliss. If people know what bliss really is, it's just like a surge of like happiness. Like a good example, like when two people have kids and they're really into each other, now 7 years on, they may not like each other later, but that bond that you have, like, you know, that's what really, really caused me and my first kid's mom really to bond. You did. It's once we had kids, and I look at her kids, and I look at her. She gave me them kids, and wow, I love my kids so much, and it transfers over, and you know what I mean? I could just look at her and just be proud, you know what I mean? You know, that's like kind of, that's intimacy to me, you know what I mean? I mean, there's intimate moments, you know what I mean? We'll get into that a little bit later, but you know what I mean? But that's what the intimacy kind of feels to me.
I didn't even have that with my children's fathers.
You say what?
Yeah, I did. I said I didn't even have that with my children's fathers. Like, I was set up.
Oh, my.
What you mean?
Well, was you mad through the pregnancy?
Yeah. And not even with my son. I mean, you know, I married my son's dad. I didn't even have that with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That type shit.
Yeah, but it does take a special person, you know what I mean, to be intimate with. But yeah. So that's what it feels like to me. Looks like we got another person over here. Press 1 while we're talking. So let's go ahead and so they don't just sit over here waiting. Let's go and talk with them right quick. See, they heard what we're talking about, and they press 1. Let's see what they want to say about it, and then we'll get back into some more R&B music. So 612, oh man, from Minneapolis. I hope they like me. 612-310. We got on Monsters Radio Wet Wednesday. Hello.
Did you do something for me not to like you, my nigga?
Oh, that's
the question.
Juice G. What's good, Juice? Juice, chill out.
Man, it's another day. It's another day in paradise, man. You know what we do, man. Try to hustle, try to get our money, man. Stack it up and you know what I'm saying? Try to live life to the fullest. Take care of what all needs to be taken care of, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, man. This is, as fathers, as men and women, that's what we do. You feel me?
Right, right. So, all right, bro. So, hey, you hear what we're talking about tonight, intimacy. You know what I mean? Somebody had asked me, you know what I mean, what is intimacy? So if somebody had asked you what is intimacy, what would you say?
You know, the funny thing about it, man, even now I'm learning more and more about being intimate with a person, like my old lady, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, besides the fact, you know what I'm saying, besides the fact that we had shorties together, you know what I'm saying, the intimacy came when I, believe it or not, and I take it like this, the intimacy came after the worst moments me and her had with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that like crazy off the wall type intimacy kicked in. You know what I'm saying? Because we was borderline to the point of just calling it quits. And I can honestly say it was only God that allowed us to look past the negativity that we was facing and see the value in our relationship. So the intimacy came like strong after that.
Right. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about, right? But sometimes it happens in those moments. Yeah, y'all be playing that, y'all be like, make me like, wait a minute, baby. And deep down inside, you know, for real, I ain't really trying to let that go. She might say, hey, baby, I really ain't trying to let you go. Look, hey, let's just go ahead and fight this out. And then that bond to start right there. That's that. I don't want to say like you submit yourself, but you kind of do. You say, you know what? I give in all myself to this right here, me and you. I let go. It's just me and you, nothing else. You know what I mean? Because some people, they don't let go. They'll be like, yeah, it's me and you. Yeah. But, you know what I mean? And when you get to people like, you'll never have an intimate moment.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true, man.
Sorry, go ahead, Juice. My bad. I've been jumping around. My bad.
No, I thought she was gonna say something too, though. But you know what I'm saying? But it's the maturity about the situations too. You know what I'm saying, man? I mean, once you see what you got and you see that bond is like no other, man. I mean, you'd be a fool to let something break that bond. You know what I'm saying? Unless, I mean, if it gets to the point that there's no coming back from a situation, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with still having that type of bond. Like E said, man, after the relationship with his old lady, man, they still had that bond because they got the shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, at the end of the day, it's all about the kids anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I feel. It's about the kids at the end of the day, man. Whether y'all like hate each other guts, man, if y'all can coexist and co-parent something vicious, man, and still have a bond, it's a beautiful thing. If you could talk to her after the fact, oh man, y'all bond was strong long before the separation, you feel me? It's be the ones that can't even hold a civil conversation with their ex and stuff. It's crazy, man.
It's crazy. Right. Yeah, right. So, all right, Jazzy, was you going to say something in there?
Oh, no, I was just listening to you guys and agreeing.
Okay.
You know.
Right. Okay, I guess it's male on point tonight. That's what's up, June. So, all right, hold on, y'all. We're going to spend, like, two more tracks, and we come back. We're going to talk some more about intimacy. Yeah. So, all right, stick with us, Monsters Radio Live. I got Jazzy B with me. My Music Club, Tennessee, Elise Way Management. I also got Juice G with me, an artist here from the Twin Cities that's really getting it in out here. So, all right, then we're talking about intimacy. Matter of fact, I'm going to play my dude from Dallas, Texas, where he's talking about some real intimacy. This is called Love Me. And after that, I got some Twin City R&B, the one and only Black. Stick with me. Monsters Radio Live on a wet, wet Wednesday. Ooh, wait. Music.
Oh, wait.
Ooh, love me. Whoa.
tell you they can do, but you're the one that turns me on. I feel like getting it on when I'm with you. Now I can do a lot of things others may never even try.
That macaroni sound right now, you ain't doing it right. Check it out. This is the one and only Black. It's called What a Feeling. It is.
Okay. I see y'all rocking y'all heads with me.
Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Get butt naked and step to this.
Okay, D-Mac.
Hello. We gonna go to
you gonna battle with me on this
one,
dog?
Hump Day music. Adult music. Monsters Radio Live.
It all started when I was a little boy, while the other kids were playing with toys. I heard this beautiful sound. It came from out of my mama's bedroom. That's when I knew what I wanted to do. Let me express it to you.
What a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling I get when you come around me.
Hey yo, I feel good, cause I love her. She feel good, cause she love me too. I love being in the studio alone with her. I love writing, composing new songs with her. I put pride in all my work, all my play. And she always hit me when I got something to say. Never ask about money, nor where I stay. And she'll always be down from state to state.
What a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, no, what a feeling.
Hey, hey.
What a feeling, what a feeling. Oh,
Business Radio Live, Wet Wet Wednesday, couples music. Get in, we getting it in. So, all right, we're talking about intimacy, and that's What a Feeling. You know what I mean? That's the one and only Blacks called What a Feeling. Make sure you hit them up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and let them know. You heard them right here on Monsters Radio Live. So, all right, I got Jazzy B with me, and I got Juice G also with me over here, and we're talking about intimacy. Now, actually, somebody hit me on Instagram there, Juice, and it's a lady, and she said her and her man basically went through the same thing. She said, unfortunately, she had to do 30 days because she gave him stitches. But she said, but before the police, she thought she really did something to him, and they had an intimate moment because she thought, you know, she was going to lose him, and they had that intimate moment. So, yeah, I guess they cried together, I think she was just trying to avoid the jail. But it is what it is, but okay. They still together, but okay, that was their intimate moment. Another way people become intimate, like, you know, is, you know, sexually intimate. Now, some people, they just get it in, just have fun. You know what I mean? Pa-pow, pa-pow, pa-pow. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Throw that ass on 24 positions in a one-night stand, some Prince-type shit. You know what I mean? But then there's that time when y'all be getting it in, slow it down a little bit, be looking at each other in the eyes, staring at each other. Now, if they don't look back at you, they probably don't like you, but if they staring back and you staring at her, you did. And both of y'all
that look at the same time. That look in the eye moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. That moment there, look here, that moment there is very special, very, very special. I mean, if that don't make your toes curl and you have to pull out real quick, because, you know, that it ain't even the thrust no more. It's the look in the eye, the way she bite her lips. The way she gripped, the way she moaned would have you busting a nut. You have to catch yourself. You have to pull out like, nope, I ain't finished. You finna get all of this loving. You
right.
Like that, girl. I'm going to try to push that shit up to your throat.
I done it freaked the hell out, boy. First time it happened, I'm like, oh shit, what the hell was that? I don't know, but I love you, baby. It is what it is. It is. But yeah, that's the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's see. Anything else I can touch more on the intimacy part? Let me see. Anything else you guys can think of?
Wait a minute. Since we're talking about that, what's the name? What's the name on here? Jazzy.
Jazzy.
Jazzy. Okay. Have you looked at your guy from a distance with that? If you don't bring your ass over here, so I can give you the works look. Tell me you did it before, because to me, that is like on so many different levels turn on for me. That man, if you could look look at me from across the room, and if I read the shit out your mind, oh, you in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, you in trouble.
Right.
Don't bite the lip either. It's something about biting the lip that makes you just go,
Dang,
it makes you get all hard in trouble. Yeah, because that'll make a motherfucker get on hard in public, and he had to catch himself like, nope. Like, well, oh, you son of a bitch, you.
yeah.
So let him be on his ass sitting at a table. He'll flip that bitch.
I have definitely discussed one like that.
Mm-hmm. You have? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
That's a turnover for me. I don't know. That is like a major turnover. A moan and a seductive ass bite the bottom lip look is a major turn on to me. You better not touch me. We'll make a world star moment at the spot we at. Motherfuckers is bringing their cameras out at that moment.
Oh.
I'm just saying, that's just me.
Right. Hey, one thing I hate, it's like a turn on for me as well. Like, I hate, like, when I be having meetings, right? And then, you know how women, they always go, Boy, every time.
Yeah.
They get me.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time. I don't know what it is about that when they go, Spirit, whatever it is.
I look
automatically. I'm on some funky shit now. It is. I'm distracted from the meeting. Whatever. I'm on some funky shit now. It don't matter.
Oh yeah. It is. You say that one more time. One more time, and we gonna flip this table.
Right.
Hey, I'm guilty of that too. Shit.
See.
Yep, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it just gets some subtle shit that turns you on. Yeah. So, hey, here's a good question. So, I mean, what do you think it is that, you know, because those are kind of like, would those be considered like fetishes, kind of, you know what I mean? Some little things that people do or something that might turn you on, so on and so forth. So, where do you think, like, maybe the fetish has came from? You know what I mean? I try to think of that one day. I got a crazy ass fetish. And every time I think about it, I think I'm a goddamn pervert. It is what it is. I probably shouldn't use the Lord's name like that, but I'm just saying,
hey.
I think I'm a pervert. I'm scared to tell y'all. But, you know, where do you think fetishes come from?
Man, it comes from complete fantasy, man. It's fantasy, dude. Hold on. My son is all in my face. Sit down. Watch the TV, man. Don't be look. You ain't supposed to be in grown folks' business. Shut up. So it's the fantasy that either has been in your mind or you recently seen, and I mean it's just a fantasy. Like, I don't even know if I want to even go there with mine though.
What?
I mean, call me, buddy. You know what? Forget it. This is Monsters Radio. Damn it, we get it in, and we're going to talk about everything on Monsters Radio.
Okay.
What a roar. I'm finna roar. Girl, you might end up purring after this one. All right. Check it. Call me weird. I'm a weird person. Call me weird, but I got a fetish of a woman licking my nipple. Okay. Just play with the nipple. If you can play with my nipple, boy, that you gonna have a hell of a night messing with me. I'm not playing.
Right.
And you hear him hi-yahing in the background. Shut up, boy.
Right. Hey, I know. It might sound weird.
Come on
but
with
that,
it.
That's more common than you think. No, bro, that's more common than you think. You know what I mean? It's more common than you think. A lot of men, nipples is a sensitive spot. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're really into, you know, sexuality and, you know, really into the whole thing of, you know, sexual contact and type stuff, most people like that are. You know what I mean? Because let's keep it 100. Some people are shy with it. You know what I mean? Like, some people, they're just not really.
I don't know why.
Like, that's why usually, like, if I date somebody, she's an older woman. You know what I mean? Because she knows her body. She knows herself. She knows how to get her. All she really needed me to do is lay back. You dig? She'll get it herself. Because she knows her body. She let go. She knows how to release and feel comfortable. Some people don't feel like that. You know what I mean? So they don't really get into the full body thing. Like, you know, like me, you know, I kind of like that shit too. You know what I mean? While she's on top of me, rub my neck, shit, choke me a little bit. You know what I mean? It's just because I like to touch. You know what I mean?
Now, hold up. Is she being quiet on here? You know what? She being very quiet. She is being extremely quiet, letting us talk and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I appreciate this quietness that you got. You up here laughing at us. I know damn well you got something right. You want to tell us, but you being stingy.
Not really.
Come on, man. Yeah, you being stingy. You being stingy. I like an aggressive woman, man. I like women. That's another fetish of mine. If you aggressive, catch me slipping, like, ooh, bring that ass. Give me this motherfucking bitch. Catch me in the bathroom. Catch me straight out the shower. And like, you in trouble now. Girl,
right.
You better stop it.
Right.
That's just me. But enough about us, women. Right. Don't leave out all the fun.
I wasn't leaving out all the fun. We had got on the subject of fetishes. How the fetish was picked up.
You said
Gordon
it's what?
Have this fetish about being picked up.
Oh, being picked up.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. You talking about picked up like baby boy when his mama got picked up like that, like you know put it on the shoulder, or, you know on the Superman tip.
Not up there high.
Oh, so you talking about when he was hopping around the room?
No, we can't be hopping around. I mean, like pissed up into the wall type. You know.
That position where she can't run, like she can't run. She ain't going nowhere. Like bring that ass here, boom, right to the wall. Like, you in trouble now. Take that.
That's that old gangster love. That's what that is. That's what that is.
Not hard, man. I don't, not like those, but you know, like.
That intimate type. Put a in the wall, that intimate just.
Cabinet. You know.
Sounds like you over there having a moment, Juice. See how she's talking out now.
Oh, I was.
Mm-hmm.
I was having one. Ain't gonna lie. I was having one. Sure was.
So, all right, y'all. So, we are close to the end of the show. I do got a couple more tracks I do got to spin. Let's see. Yeah. I won't have enough time to spin them and then come back and do the shout-out. So, hey, let's go ahead and do our shout-outs right now. Tell people how they can connect with us online. And I don't know, maybe we can try to think of some type of topic we can have for next week. I don't know. So,
do you want me to find one?
Go ahead, Jules. Huh?
Do you want me to find
okay.
Topic? Because I can do that.
I missed what she said. What she say?
I was talking about the topic for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Come with it.
I was asking Evon if he wanted me to find one.
Well,
Email that. Well, hit Emon's up on that so we can get that jumping. Okay. So, shout out to first and foremost, we got to give a shout out to the man that allow us to do what we do on a daily basis, Heavenly Father Jesus himself. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Shout out to everybody out here. Shout out to Jazzy for keeping it funky a little bit on here. That's all the damn talking. Shout out to E Monster, Monsters Radio, True Beyond Entertainment, My Music Plug, anything associated with this man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting me. Shout out to just everybody. You feel me? Anybody that's grinding for that paper. Anybody that's doing whatever they need to do to take care of their home. You feel me? Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I think that's about it. All the shout outs.
Okay. What you got for us, Jazzy B? My Music Club, Tennessee, Elite Sway Management.
All right. Give a shout out to he already said the man above for still living this another day. Shout out to my babies, shout out to my mom, my sister, my team. I love you guys. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to our management company. You know, shout out to our artists that we have. Shout out to the co-host that was on the phone as well.
Juicy. So I'll go ahead and do my shout out just so I don't seem like a heathen. You know what I mean? Y'all know how I do it. God is good. See, y'all focus. Y'all supposed to say all the time. It is what it is.
All the time.
Tune in tomorrow for Comic Cafe. Urban Therapy is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Call in, put your coworkers on blast. You got a bogus-ass neighbor, whatever it is, you dig? Don't fight nobody and do 30 days. Call in and put their ass on blast tomorrow night. Come to cafe. So let's see, what else? Don't forget to tune in to the 24-hour stream. We got a new thing with radio right now. When you usually listen to a stream on radio, it just plays. You get what you get. But on our stream right now, we're doing it for a limited time. On our stream right now, you can push rewind. You can push fast forward. Get in. You can do what you want, just like a regular CD player. But it's Monsters Radio stream. You dig? So make sure you check that out, monsterusradio.com. Go to the artist page, and you will find the links to Juice D and one of his videos. So, all right, y'all, you can connect with me anywhere, DJ E Monster. Hashtag me, Google me, do what you got to do, but you will find me. So, all right, on my way up out of here, I'm going to play this Tory Lanez. He's got some remixes out here that are kind of sexy. This one right here is him and Jaquez. It's called Slow Grind, Monsters Radio. It's kind of like a mixtape type thing, but it bumps. Rock with it. Y'all going to be like, ooh, I like this. Nope, it's not that song. You dig? Have a good night, y'all, and get wet, wet. I'll make somebody wet.
Good love till your body gets weak. Good love till your body gets weak. 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 Good love till your body gets weak. Till your body gets weak. Ooh, got the feeling that you know. The way I'm about to get deep. The way I dive in that sea. And I won't hold back. From the slow to the fast on your baby. It ain't nobody like you, no baby. Good love to your body gets weak. Till your body gets weak.
on me. Relax your mind, take your time on me. Girl, spread your legs, dirty whining on me. I got you wet, now you're sliding on me. I'm thinking about you in the condo. Baby, I pull up on you solo. Not with the gang, girl, I swear I'm rolling dolo. I ease the pain off your body, girl, you don't know. And I won't hold back from you, baby. And I won't go back on you, baby. Pulling all on your tracks, going crazy, yeah.
Till your body gets weak. On the floor, condoms in the drawer, cash out the stones and the gas in your Rover. Pull up to my house, sit that ass on my sofa. She don't wanna love, she wanna get over. She wanna get more than anyone before her. Body so curvy, I can't ignore her. Gotta get it in for this time, cause she don't want love. Grind on me, baby, back it up.
Hey, matter of fact, this right here is our last cut. Make sure you tune in to last night's show, Takeover Tuesday. I did an interview with this guy right here. You know, he said he's Tupac's first cousin. Tupac's dad and his dad are brothers. You dig? My line's been going crazy. Is this dude real? Check him out. Just go to monsterusradio.com. Check the archives for Takeover Tuesday. MRI, that's Monsters Radio Interview. TSC, and you'll find it. But check it out. This is his track. This is the Jodeci Club mix. Right here, it's called Don't She Like Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Don't when you wake up, still dreaming of me. Hello. Deeper, babe. Demon with affection, nobody loves
how we fresh in there. How you sweating it? You say you wanna get a little closer. Baby, come go closer. What we say, I toast you. You can say you want the moon.